trade and importing.
Very much in demand among the women in Thuringia were coloured, mostly blue-glass bangles, which were in fashion with the Celts. The rings broke easily and new ones had to be continually procured. This important service was performed by traders who had good connections to the workshops in the Celtic tribal areas in Bohemia and South Germany.
It was particularly in the 2nd and 1st centuries BC that other goods made their way to Thuringia, like vehicle parts, Roman toilet articles, and Celtic coins. Painted pottery wheel ceramic was imported from urban hilltop settlements, the so-called Celtic oppida. Most noticeable are fragments of metallic black, gleaming graphite clay receptacles, which were probably used as packing material.
The traders frequented routes that had been known since the Bronze Age. Leaving the burial field, they advanced to the Werra River, which they probably forded at Hempstead. They then crossed the Thuringian forest at Oberhof, eventually reaching the area around Arnstadt and Gotha.
In 1935, an iron ingot weighing more than 6 kilograms was found at the old pass road through the Thuringian forest. Iron, in the form of ingots, was traded throughout all of Europe. The 11 sword-shaped iron ingots you see in the showcase on the left were discovered in the mid-19th century, wrapped as a bundle in a cave in the vicinity of the Wartburg. They are called oath-swearing swords, as they had a connection to the founding legend of the Wartburg.